did you hear that whistle?
Sure did, Amos. That whistle means Rinso White, Rinso Bright, Rinso New.
That's right. That means that this is Sunday was on the air for Rinso with sodium.
Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Law Bowman, Sarah Berner, Jeff Alexander, his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of new Rinso, the only soap that contains sodium. That's why Rinso gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso White, Rinso White,
Rinso New.
Happy little birthday,
Tom. Well, this week, the kingfish had a little unexpected good fortune. An annuity policy that he took out years ago has finally come due. The kingfish decided to take the proceeds in a lump sum, and right now he's boasting to Andy about his good luck.
Yeah, send him a policy on him too, Joe. Yeah, looks like you and some smackers.
Yeah, boys, so pile up there nice, don't it? I see you done had it changed into singles.
Yeah, just been sitting here kind of rustling the bills in my ear, listening to the music, you know.
Beethoven never written nothing as sweet as that.
No. Yeah, they say that money is the root of all evil, but it certainly grows into a nice looking strawberry, don't it, son?
Tell me this, what you figuring on doing with this money, King?
Well, I got an angle, Andy. I want to make a profit on it, you know, invest it in some ludicrous business, you know.
Well, you better be careful. Don't forget that California oil well you put some money into once.
Yeah, it was a good thing, Andy, except the man drilled it too close to the ocean. Well, I got it. The thing was 4,000 gallons of seawater and a dead halibut, that's it.
I remember that. I remember you finally split the proceeds 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
The other fella got the halibut, and you ended up with the hole.
Well, I don't think I can go wrong this time, man. I tell you what it is. I seen an ad in the newspaper about investing in a partnership in a flower shop. So I done sent my lawyer Calhoun over to investigate the thing.
Flower shop? What you going in anything like that for? You don't know a high biscuit from a strap dragon.
Well, I can learn, Andy. And besides, it ain't a bad deal. The deal that Calhoun made for me is that I put up my automobile to use that for a delivery of the flowers, you see. Plus my $250 in cash, and I go in an equal party.
Tell me this, is you done met your partner yet?
No, Calhoun made an appointment for the owner to come over here and request the thing. His name is H.R. Wilson. Matter of fact, he ought to have been over here 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I hope that...
Oh, ain't it? That must be Mr. Wilson at the door.
Yeah, well, I'll get on out the back door, Kingfish. I guess you want to go with this deal alone.
Yeah, shoot out the back way, and... well, I'll see you later, Andy. So long.
So long. So long.
Well, I'll let Mr. Wilson in this other door, yeah?
Excuse me, I'm looking for... Why, George Steve.
Well, if it ain't my old gal friend, Helen Wilson.
How are you, Egghead?
Wait a minute, Helen. You ain't the Ethel Wilson with the flower shop, is you?
Holy smoke. When your lawyer said Mr. Stevens, I never thought it was you. You and me in business together.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how do you like that? This sure is a coincidence after all these years.
Yeah, well, I must say, Helen, that you look just as wonderful as you did back in home in Georgia.
Oh, George, you're such a flatterer.
Yeah, you was the same dainty, feminine creature you was years ago when we used to clean out the hog pens together.
Well, thanks, George. Egghead, stand back there and let me get a good look at my old girlfriend.
Yeah. How do I look to you after all these years?
Honey, you look like you was ready for the glue factory.
Well, tell you the truth now, Helen. I've had prunes for breakfast with smoother faces than you got, too. Let's drop the niceties here and get on with the business, huh? I understand you're looking for a partner in your flower shop.
That's right. It'll be a good deal for you, George. I'm cleaning $100 a week. If you got the cash and the car, that's all you need. But you got to act fast.
Yeah, well, like my lawyer told you, I was interested in the thing, and It might be nice being in business with an old friend, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, George. Why don't you and that law of yours come over to the shop after the place is closed and look it over? Then if everything is okay, we can close the deal. How about it, huh?
Yeah, hell and I'll do that. I'll tell you what, me and my lawyer will be at your place tonight at 9 o'clock. Flower shop around 9 o'clock tonight. I checked over the situation there and I done closed the deal. He signed the contract.
Helen Wilson. You know that name is familiar.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Henry. This was really a coincidence. That Helen Wilson is the same Helen Wilson that I used to go with back in Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she the one that wore the hip boots to the senior prom?
The big factory just outside of town. You know, they used to call her the Clara Bow of the turpentine plant, you remember?
Oh, sure, yeah, working that turpentine plant. Yeah, I remember her now. Yeah, I remember when you picked her up after work. You didn't dare light no cigar near her for at least 2 hours.
Yeah, she was pretty inflammable in them days, all right.
Talking about being inflammable, you was pretty sweet on her, wasn't you?
Well, it was just a case of puppy love, but, we done a little growling now and then.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. You know, I was just thinking here, you know, you going in business with Helen Wilson.
What you mean, Anna?
Well, when she was in town about 6 years ago, did you invite her up to supper? And did you and Sapphire have a fight about her?
Yeah, come to think of it, we did exchange a few bruises over that girl, and... Yeah, but Anna, that was a long time ago. Sapphire done changed a lot since then. That jealousy is water over the dam.
Yeah, but you know women, Kingfish. When it comes to jealousy, they gels up awful easy.
Don't be silly, Anna. Say, it's almost 11 o'clock. I guess I better be getting on home. You know, Sapphire's mama's staying with us now, and I don't want to keep them up too late. Boy, will they be happy when I tell them the good news I got.
Well, Mama, it's 11 o'clock. I don't think I'll wait up no longer for George. I'm going to bed.
Well, I sure hope you'll be able to sleep, Sapphire.
What do you mean, Mama?
Well, I couldn't if it was my husband. The only thing open at this hour of the night is dance halls and nightclubs.
Mama, I told you George called and said he was out on business, and I can trust it.
Listen, Sapphire. The only thing you can trust that wears pants is a lamb chop.
Mother, don't be ridiculous. George wouldn't start chasing women at his age.
Age ain't got nothing to do with it. Look at the way your father acted about women. The only way I could slow him down was to take the tires off his wheelchair.
George ain't never done nothing like that. Yet, why would he be out till 11 o'clock?
I tell you, that weasel is up to no good. Wait a minute. He's putting the key in the door now.
Well, glad to find my charming little family up. I got some great news for you.
All right, you no good. Bob, what's the hubby's name?
Yeah. Where you been at this hour, you loafer?
All right, Mama, you look at this collar for lipstick, and I'm sniffing for perfume.
What y'all suckling me about here? What I done here? Wait a minute. I got some big news for you.
Never mind that. Why was you out till 11 o'clock tonight?
Well, I was down at
the... I don't believe a word of it.
That's right, Sapphire. I'm lying.
Listen, Sapphire, if you'll put a muzzle on your mama, they'll explain where I... Now, get the old walrus to shut up, will you? I got some wonderful things to tell you here that's going to make you very happy, what I'm going to tell you. You see, I...
Never mind that. Why you been till this hour of the night?
Well, Sapphire, I just want to tell you that
shut up. Walrus and the miners don't stay out this late.
But, Sapphire, I got some news. You
don't
see...
think that you're pulling the wool over my eyes.
But, Sapphire, I only want to tell you...
And that... another thing. I just heard that your old gal friend, Helen Wilson, is in town. And if I ever catch you even speaking to her, I'll break every bone in your body. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me, George?
Well, you see... thing is, I wanted to,
brighter than new. Rinso washes, rinso new. Rinso
free. Whiter than new.
Rinso free.
Brighter than new.
Rinso free. Rinso free.
Rinso new.
Rinso new. It's true. Rinso, the only soap that contains sodium, gets white clothes whiter and washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso gets clothes Rinso new because Rinso puts sunshine in your wash, even if you dry it indoors. It's a fact that no other soap can make your wash so white or so bright because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, psyllium. Use Rinso for your heaviest wash, and you'll see for yourself that Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for your clothes and so kind to your hands. On wash day, use Rinso and see your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso, Rinso,
Rinso new.
Oh, me, if Sapphire ever finds those eyes and partners in the flower shop with that and old gal of mine, Helen Wilson, she's gonna kill me. If I could just...
Well, I would doggone it. Imagine, see, I hired you.
Oh, listen, Shorty. I ain't never felt worse in my life. By mistake, I got in partnership with an old gal of mine, Shorty. Mm. And if Sapphire ever find out, why, she gonna leave me. Life won't be worth living no more. What in the world can I do, Shorty? Well, I was just...
This is the only thing you can do to keep your family together. Well, I would just, look for the silver lie, keep smiling, that's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Listen, Shorty, I gotta get out of this mess with this flower shop.
Well, that's one big advantage of being in the flower shop.
Mm, what's that?
If Sapphire ever touches you, you can get Lily's whole fall.
Lily, Shorty, you ain't no help to me here now.
Now, wait a minute, sir. Look, I think I got it.
You think you got it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could get someone else to buy your hair from the flower shop, someone like Andy.
Yeah, that's cool. Andy wants the business of showing a big profit, though. We ain't doing too well in the flower shop, but I could stretch a point. You know, sort of rubberize the books there. Mm. Yeah, that's just what I do, Shorty. Yeah. Oh, why did that old gal of mine, Helen Wilson, ever come back to town in the first place?
You know something, Kingsley? Not long ago, I was engaged to a beautiful gal, and she was very jealous of me. One day I heard that an old girlfriend of mine was back in town.
Oh, and you was afraid that she would create a romance with this new gal?
Right. So I went over to the apartment where this old girlfriend was staying, rang the doorbell, took my finger in her face, and told her to get out of this town right away. I told her that this city wasn't big enough for both of us. I told her that if she didn't leave, I would make plenty of trouble for her.
Well, what happened?
She started to tremble. She got so scared that she was really petrified. Her husband punched me in the nose.
Told him to come over here to the lodge, whore. I've all set to unload my share of the flower business on him. Oh, I hear the boy coming in now. Oh, come in, brother Andy, come in.
Hi there, Kingfish. What'd you want to see me about?
Well, I was just going over the books for the week's profit in the flower shop here. You good on big figures, Andy?
Well, you mean you done made a lot of money in the flower shop?
Well, Andy, the books show that not only is my annual higher than my physical, but my inventory is bigger than my inventory there.
Well, sounds like you was netting more than you was grossing.
It's tremendous, Anna, tremendous. You know, my take-home pay is getting so big that I'm going to have to move closer to the shop so I won't strain myself carrying this stuff.
Well, if you got to strain yourself, that's a nice way to do it, all right.
This flower shop is a chance that only comes to a man once in a lifetime. Yeah, making a fortune for me. Money rolling in, but just that one little flaw in the whole thing.
What's that?
Allergic to flowers.
You mean you got hay fever, Keith?
Yeah, then I got hay fever, rose fever, petunia fever, that other kind of thing they did.
I never know about this before. When did you discover it, Kingfish?
Well, on the first day I went to work, and I noticed that I started sneezing a little. Mm. I didn't think much of it till I went into the big glass refrigerator yesterday to get some roses.
Oh, yeah, I see that thing.
Yeah, well, I got the roses, and then I put them up to my nose to smell them. Yeah. And then it happened.
What?
I blew the door right off the refrigerator.
Hey, that's something, all right. You know, I had an air section used to backfire like that.
Yeah.
But the thing I always thunk, Kingfish, is that if you're allergic to flowers, your eyes started watering like you were crying.
Well, that happens too, huh? I had to deliver some flowers to a funeral. I got there just as the services was over, and I was crying so much that the undertaker took one look at me and put me in the first carriage. Yeah, finally ended up 40 miles outside of New York crying over a grave as nobody I'd ever seen before in my life.
A mess, all right.
Yeah, well, it's terrible, Andy. Yeah, when you keep crying and sneezing at the same time, no matter where you go, it's always foggy.
Tell me this, is you been to see a doctor yet?
Yeah, I went to the leading allergist specialist in town here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to strap a fog light on his head before he could look down the throat.
Well, what did he discover, Kingfish?
Well, he said the root of the whole thing is my sinuses was jammed up.
They was, huh?
And the doctor said it looked like the Harlem Tunnel on Labor Day weekend.
Nothing the doctor can do for you, Kingfish?
Well, he's that only thing I can do is to get away from what's causing trouble. I gotta take the flowered wallpaper out of my living room, you see.
You know, Kingfish, I was just thinking here. I know it's silly and all that, but I kind of got the idea of you trying to sell me your half interest in that flower shop.
You know something, Andy? You done took the wind out of my sails before I got the boat in the water here.
I might as well tell you right now that I ain't interested.
Just a minute, Anna. Hello, George Kingfish Stevens speaking.
Say, George, this is Anna. If you still want to get out of that partnership, I found somebody who'll buy your half of it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. If you pick me up in your car, we can drive over to the lawyer's office and sign the papers.
Okay, Helen. I'll be over in my car, pick you up, and drive you over to your lawyer's office. And then I'll bring you back to your shop.
That's fine.
Okay, goodbye. And I just got some wonderful break here. I was going to get out of the flower business with my money, and Sapphire will never know about the thing at all.
Yeah, well, if that's what's been troubling you, you got a break, all right.
Oh, yeah, Ender. This is just like having the power company go out on strike just as you're sitting down in the electric chair.
Thanks for driving over to close the deal, George.
Oh, that's all right, Helen. I'll drop you back now at the flower shop. So was a happy moment for me when I signed them papers. I hope you and your new partner are going to be happy.
Well, too bad it didn't work out for us, George, but I guess it's all for the best.
Oh, yeah, I sure was a happy man. Looked up on it here.
Hey, look, take it easy, will you, George? You're driving too fast.
Yeah, don't worry about my driving. I tell you, if they ever give an award for safe driving, I would be the one to get it. I keep my eyes open for every little thing that might come. Holy Moses. Helen, is you hurt?
Oh, what happened?
The automobile skipped out and run into a streetcar. I'm smashing a whole idiot in here. Is you hurt, Helen?
No, I ain't hurt, but why don't you watch where you're going?
Oh, me, let's get out of here.
Oh, I can't get out of this side. The dog's struck. I can't get loose.
Yeah, well, come on. Get out of this side, Helen.
My nervous wrench.
Now, wait a minute. Stop shaking, Helen. Take it easy. I'll help you here. Let me get my arm around you. Step down there now.
Hey, folks, will you look over this way a minute?
What's the matter, mister?
Ah, thanks for the picture. What's your name?
George Stephen Helen Wilson. But what you taking a picture from us?
I'm a cameraman for a New York paper. I've been trying to get a spot news photograph for years, and I just happened to be on that streetcar. This is my lucky day.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't put that in the paper, mister. Come back.
George, calm down. What's the trouble?
I can't let them print that picture. When my wife see a picture of me with my arm around you, I'll be a double feature in tomorrow's paper. Once on the front page and once in the obituary.
Ken Carpenter, friend, here's an amazing fact that is scientifically proven to be true. Today's Rinsol with marvelous solium gets clothes whiter and brighter than when they were new. Yes, Rinsol makes them Rinsol new. That's because Rinsol, and only Rinsol, contains the scientific sunlight ingredient solium. So even when the weather is wet or freezing, even if you must dry your wash indoors, Rinso Linoleum puts sunshine in your wash. Use Rinso for your heaviest wash, and you'll see for yourself today's Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. You'll see your white clothes come whiter than new, and washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. And you know, Rinso is so safe for your clothes and so kind to your hands. Better find out for yourself what a really beautiful wash Rinso gives you. Get the economical giant size Rinso, the only soap that contains Linoleum.
Hey, what are we going in here to Calhoun's office for, King?
Well, man, I got to find some way to keep that pitch out of the newspaper. I can't let Sapphire see a picture of me with my arm around Helen Wilson.
Yeah, well, Calhoun's a smart fella. Maybe he'll figure out something.
Yeah, well, let's go in here to see him. Hello there, Calhoun. Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you was on the phone there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just talked to my brother here. I'll be through in a second.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, brother. Tell me more about your accident. Laceration, head injury, and a fractured arm. And you say you think you can get at least $5,000 in damages from the bus company? I see. Well, so long.
Hey, Calhoun, that's right accident your brother had. When did it happen?
Tomorrow morning if it don't rain.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, but you can't get no lawyer to handle nothing like that. I wouldn't touch that thing with an 11-foot pole.
Well, the problem that I got is something that already done happened.
Yeah, tell him about it, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, there's been a picture took of me with my arm around another gal, and as the newspaper prints it, my wife is going to leave me.
I see. And you want me to try and get them to print it?
No,
Calhoun. The Kingfish want to know how to keep the picture out of the paper.
Oh, well, the only way you can do that is if you can prove to them that that's a picture in the paper would be against the public interest.
Public interest?
Yeah, if it was to be harmful to the government or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's a thought that, hey, let me see, harmful, hey, listen, if I was to tell them that I was a government spy and printing that picture would unreveal my identity, that would probably keep it out the table.
Yeah, but what if that don't work, though?
Yeah, what about that, Calhoun? Suppose it do get in the newspaper and my wife see it, what then?
Well, in that case, there's only one thing to do. Get your wife the most beautiful apartment you can find. And put the most gorgeous furniture in it you can buy. Yeah, and get some of the thickest carpets. And then paint the place inside like a beautiful little dollhouse. And then over the mantelpiece, put that famous Latin slogan, Hoc versus Moto in Fata.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Honey, I ain't never coming home no more.
Well, Hannah, this is the office of the editor of the newspaper. Now, we got to convince him that I am a spy and that he got to keep a picture of the paper.
Yeah, well, open the door. Secretary, say go right in.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Just a minute, sir, while I lock your door here.
What's the meaning of this?
Got to be careful. Security measures.
Security measures?
Yes, I happen to be the most famous international spy since Matsuhari. Happens that me and Secret Agent 62 here is here on official business. You see, one of your photographers done snapped my picture, and the government don't want it to be printed in the newspaper.
And just why is it so important that your picture doesn't appear in my paper?
Well, like I say, I was a spy, and my present assignment is posing as a colonel in the Russian army. Right now, I'm here on 2 weeks vacation.
You're in the Russian army?
Yeah, but natural, I'm still loyal to the old Sarge. For instance, when we have the patriotic rally at the Kremlin and everybody is singing, I might be moving my lips to the International, but I'm tapping my feet to Oklahoma.
And on top of that, he always crosses his fingers when he salutes the hammer and the popsicle, too.
Well, this is the most amazing story I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, you understand, Milton. You print that picture, it'll cause an awful mess. Well, right now, I'm supposed to be on the maneuvers in Siberia, you see.
Oh, you are, eh?
Oh, yeah. You see, tomorrow morning at breakfast when Stalin is sitting in his bathrobe having vodka and donuts, he's liable to pick up the New York Times and turn to Molotov and say, "Look here, Molly, what's Colonel Ivanovich doing running into a streetcar on 134th Street? I have a tough time talking my way out of debt.
Yeah, special when he don't speak Russian.
You just can't print that picture now, Milton. You put that in, that'll purge me. And right now, we need every spy we can get.
Yeah, that's right, we do.
Why, us fellas on the Russian details working 24 hours a day, stealing back the secrets the Russians done stole from us.
Yeah, them secrets is bouncing back and forth like ping pong balls.
Yeah. Listen, all I've got to say is this is the most ridiculous, fantastic story I've ever heard in my life. And it's obviously a gross fabrication.
Does that mean you don't believe us?
It certainly does. Now get out of here.
All right. But if you print my pitch in your paper, don't blame me if you wake up some morning with a balalaika right through your heart. That's right.
Get out of here.
Well, what are you going to do now, King?
Listen, Andy, there's only one thing I can do. Get Sapphire and get a mama out of town for the weekend so there's no chance of them seeing that paper. I ain't got no alternative. I got to do it. Look like I'm finally in the clear.
Oh, yeah. The picture was in the paper 2 days ago. But with you taking Sapphire and her mama out of town, they done missed the thing.
Yeah, well, fellas, it's certainly good news to hear that the Kingfish is out of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, with the three of you going to Atlantic City for the weekend, that must have cost you a lot of money, huh, Kingfish? Yes, it was, Amos. It cost a lot of money. It wasn't cheap, all right.
Yeah, but it was worth it. Them not seeing the photographs in the newspaper.
Yeah, well, excuse me, boys. I'm going to make a phone call here. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and I want some Sapphire and some roses. I think I'll call up Helen Wilson's flower shop. Might as well give her the business.
Nah.
Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish. That ain't a good idea. If Sapphire see a box from Helen Wilson's flower shop, he liable to get suspicious and find out the whole thing.
Yeah, Amos is right, Kingfish.
Yeah, I'll just send Lightning over there and tell him not to put him in the box. Just wrap him up. I tell you, boys, you got to think fast to stay ahead of women these days, or they'll break up with you.
Oh, George, you brought me these roses. They're beautiful.
Oh, nothing, Sapphire. It's Valentine's Day, just a little token of my undying love and affection.
Well, thank you. I'll unwrap them. Mother, please hand me that vase.
Here you are, dear.
Look out, Sapphire, look out.
Take this, you big bum!
Oh.
Sapphire, she's out like a light. What's wrong?
What's wrong? Look what these roses is wrapped in. A newspaper with a picture of George with his arm around Helen Wilson.